657-383-1755.
Okay.
657.
You sound like crap today.
Oh, you're sounding better and better. I got to go. I'm live right now.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Okay. All right, guys. Thank you for your patience. Those of you have questions, I'm happy to answer your calls and questions. Those of you have questions, remember, on your telephone keypad, press 1. That will let me know you have a question, and I will take your questions one person at a time. The first call we have is from area code 813. The second one from area code 360. And the last one from area code 817. So all of you folks, before you ask your question, please tell me first how you heard about Freedom Law School, then your first name and your question, please. 813 caller, you are first, my friends. Call from Erica 810. You're live, my friend. By the way, after I'll add to the list, call from Erica 530. Go ahead, my friend.
Okay. Hi, this is Elaine from area code 813. I have heard about you a couple years ago through Jeff Berwick and Anarchapuco. My question is, and Taman, I have spoken with you before. My question is, my husband was a letter carrier, so he is, you know, federal money, and I will file for him. But my question is, do I also have to file his Social Security, or is that not fileable?
That's a good question. Let me think about that. He's a federal worker because U.S. Post Office, USPS, is a Washington, D.C. corporation. Okay.
Right.
And so he has to file a 1040 NR as a non-resident with respect to the District of Columbia. I've not looked at the 1040 NR form enough, to be honest with you, to see if there's anything else there about the other federal payments, like the one for getting Social Security. I'm not sure, but the first thing I would do, I will look at the form and instructions for that form. So let me see if I can get that for you right now, see what it says, and maybe I can give you the answer right now.
Okay.
Okay, they have a fillable form. Okay, well, that's not the place to go. I'm gonna go to a quick place. Here we go, 1040 NR online. Let's see what the form says. Does it have, let's see, I don't see that. No, that's a good question, honestly. At this point, I got to do a little bit more research. I've never been asked that question because I don't deal with people who file income tax, you know?
Right, Yeah, that was my quandary because his money was federal money that he earned and paid into Social Security through federal money. So I'm like, am I just digging too deep?
No, you're right about that. I mean, you look at the form yourself, all what it says. You want to look at the form. I would start from that because Social Security potentially could be taxable. So my general answer would be, without going further, I would say yes. It would be. I would list it there. But let me see. Here's the form. If I just see this form for 2020 online right now. And a lot of different things on here. Wages, salaries, tips. I don't see that on there. Income effectively connected with the U.S. trade or business. Apparently not. No, it's not. Because he's not, he's not involved with any Social Security. He's not involved with any federal trade or federal work at all whatsoever. So I would say at this point, no. But that's a good question. You got to make sure you RC up on this one, Elaine, honestly. So I'm going to check this out. They're telling it, and tomorrow, call my office. I'll have the answer for somebody to answer at the phones and give that to you.
All right.
Okay?
All right. Thank you, Payman. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Elaine. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We got calls from area code 360-817 and then 530. And the call from area code 360, give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Hi, my name is Kathy, and I've heard about you off and on online. My question is, I'm retired from the military, and I also have an Edward Jones account. My retirement from the military, I don't pay taxes on. I took it all the way down. My Edward Jones account will not let me do that. And so this year I filed, but I listened to Chris Hauser. I'm not sure if you're familiar with him.
No.
Hello?
No, I've never heard of him.
So, he's on YouTube. He mentioned filing a W-8-B-E-N because I'm not a resident of D.C. or any of its affiliates or anything. So I filled out a W-8-B-E-N and sent it to the IRS, and I received it back stamped as received. That was last April. I got it in June back from them. My Edward Jones account, I had money that I got taxed for, and it was quite a bit. And so I filed 1040 and sent them the W-8-B-E-N and wrote down exempt, and that I should be reimbursed all that money that they took out for taxes. I have not heard from them. I think they got it in February the 10th. So I was wondering if that was the right thing to do.
I'm not clear exactly what you're trying to do. Can you elaborate, please?
Well, I was trying to get my money back that they put in taxes, because they wouldn't let me. They wouldn't let me file or reduce my taxes that were being taken out of my account. I have an inheritance account through Edward Jones, and they wouldn't let me not take taxes out.
Okay.
So I
so take the money out already, and you cannot get any money back from the federal government without filing some kind of a tax confession form.
Excuse me?
You cannot get any of the tax money back in any way without filling out a tax form with the IRS.
Yeah, and I did.
What happens. You did that. I mean, I think the W-8-BEN is a wrong form, okay? Because there's no force. That's a little technical issue. That's for someone who has money coming from D.C., but that money somehow is exempt under some provision of the federal tax laws. It's exempt, even though you're subject to it, but they've exempted you. That's what W-8-BEN is for. I looked at that form previously. So it's the wrong form.
Uh-huh.
But you already did it, so let's see what happens.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything from them. I go on tax status, and there's nothing there. So I'm thinking I probably won't hear anything from them. I don't know.
Well, we'll see. I don't have an answer for you, Kathy, at this time.
What about I'm wanting to take my money out of the Edward Jones account because I don't like them taking tax out, and they won't do it. I get monthly income from them, and they won't stop taking tax out.
What is it? Is it a 401k? Is it a Roth IRA? What kind of account
is
it?
IRA. It's an IRA.
So transfer to a how old are you, by the way?
I'm 69.
Yeah, they should not be doing that. Roll it over into a self-directed IRA. These guys are not whores of the IRS, smaller investment houses, smaller people that do set up IRAs, they should not be stealing anything out of your paycheck. They do it just because they're whores of the IRS. That's all.
Yes. I understand. And so I plan on taking all my money out of Edward James because
good.
I think doing something else with it is a better idea.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wait and see on the tax form, see what they say.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens if they say, I don't know, I have to pay taxes or?
You don't. Just because
it
stole some money out of your paycheck doesn't mean you have to file.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to file again.
Great.
And I only did it this year because I was trying to get that money back. I mean, last year they've been stealing from me for 3 years now, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or more. I just, the inheritance one. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Very good. You're most welcome, Kathy. Thank you for calling. We have three callers right now waiting. Call from area code 817 will go next, followed by the call from area code 530, and then call from area code 612. Caller from area code 817, please give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Yes, my name is Beth. I heard about you a couple years ago. I think it was G. Avery Griffin. You spoke at one of his conferences or something, a Red Pill thing. Red Pill Academy
mm-hmm.
or something. Anyway,
mm-hmm.
So my question to you is, are 401ks looked at differently if you were doing a self-directed, rolled over 401k into a self-directed and pulled the money out? Is that still something they can get a hold of?
Well, that's a very big question. Potentially, the U.S. government can get hold of anything and everything. So that's kind of, be more specific. Your question is very vague.
Okay.
What do you mean they can't get a hold of? What do you mean by that term?
Okay. Yeah, I probably didn't word that right. Okay, so I was sharing information with someone else who doesn't pay taxes, but they told me that the 401ks and the IRAs were Congress did something different so that you couldn't get out of paying tax on them. And I'm like, I couldn't find anything what they were talking about, but I thought I would ask if that was something true or not.
No, what that is that the 401k administrators put together these big investment houses like Fidelity and Edward Jones, these companies, they want to control that money and invest the money for you and make their fees of them controlling the investments. So they set up these 401ks and they put in the terms of the contracts that you are not easily allowed to take out the money when you want to, where you want to. The company that you work for, they can force the 401k administrator to change that if they wanted to do so. They could. They could take the money someplace else anytime. So
right.
They have the power to change those rules that the administrator snuck into the contract with the company. And oftentimes, these 401ks allow you to take the money out and roll it into a self-directed IRA where you can do what you want with it. And sometimes
right.
not. You have to check the rules of the 401k that the company
right.
set up. Get that from the company.
Right. Okay. I probably still didn't make myself clear. So we pulled our 401k money out last year. Put it in our own
how
pocket.
Much?
Put it where we.
How much?
How much was it? $120,000.
Last year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. And what happened?
I'm sorry.
What else did they take? Did they withhold some of the money back from you and fines or penalty, whatever? Is that what you're asking me about when you took the 120 out?
Because normally they take it out. We didn't let them. But like I said, so I was sharing with you, someone told me that there was Congress did something that you still are liable to pay on it. So I couldn't find that anywhere.
No. You never owed any income tax at all, Beth, in the first place. You never needed to put any money in a 401k at all in the first place. The company did not need to put this together to give you a tax-deferred account because you never owed any federal income tax to begin with, okay? But now that the money is there, it is yours. You can take it out,
okay.
Do what you want. You don't owe any federal income tax on what you took out.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. Congratulations. Write your petition to Congress, folks. That's very important. All of you, if you've not written petitions to your congressman, our step five, you are shortchanging yourself. You are not protecting yourself like you want to and should. Step five of our seven steps to free yourself of IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. Step five is very key. You must ask your lawmakers by certified mail. Make a record of asking them, hey, here it is. Is my belief in writing based on U.S. government's official legal websites why I'm not required to file the income taxes? If I'm wrong, just let me know, and I will happily pay my fair share, and they can never correct you. So do that. Be sure you do that, Beth, okay? Again, go to freedomlawschool.org, folks. Take that seven steps on your own. Educate yourself as much as you can. Let's go now to the caller from area code 530. You are live. Give us your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Yeah, hey, Pam. My name's Dave. I met you at the Red Pill Expo 2020, South Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
But I actually knew about you before that because I dug you up on the internet. I had kind of got woken up by the COVID BS and then decided I needed to start looking into different things. Anyway, when I talked to you before, I got on the call with you before. You know, I'm in California and you told me to get the heck out of California, first of all. And I agreed with that. And I even tried to find ways to get a place in Nevada just across the border because I live in Northern California. But that didn't work out. I have a kid, and I can't get out of California until she's 18, really, although I will be leaving as soon as possible. But at any rate, the question is, I got a form. I stopped filing in 2020. I didn't file a 2020 federal or state, but I didn't, you know, realize that California was, like you said, it makes the FTB makes the IRS look like, you know, little pansies. But I got a notice. Just a month ago, and I'm supposed to respond by the 19th. So I've got 6 days here to respond, it says on this letter. And it's just a request for tax return. It has a list of some of the information that they've received from the federal government in terms of transcripts, right? My schools that I work for and a couple of 1099 jobs that I've done. But it doesn't have all my transcripts. So my question now is, that's the background. My question is, should I just go ahead and file? I talked to Darlene, one of your activists, who is wonderful. Thank you, Darlene. And she said, you know, go ahead and file and, you know, get the transcripts from the IRS, which I went ahead and did, but they're incomplete. I can't even tell which ones are which because the IRS is kind of vague about the what is what. But at any rate, because I didn't, I threw away all my documentation, probably stupid of me, but I didn't keep it because I never intended to file again. So I guess, should I file with California? And if so, you know, is there a specific way that I should do things? Because I got to catch up to 20, up to today, if I'm just going to continue to do California.
Well, unfortunately, California is very lawless, and, you know, it's going to, you can delay them a little bit coming after you, but they're pretty, very aggressive and organized. I mean, after all, they live not too far from Silicon Valley. They're not as huge and old as California. They, I mean, as IRS, they updated their computers and regularly. So yeah, you may want to do that. For, and then when you plan to leave California, the last couple of years, you know, you can skip, you know, if you wanted to, because California does follow federal law and federal definitions. So legally, by the laws of California and the federal, you don't have to file and pay any California state income tax. But remember, California is not a one-party communist state. Folks, the Democrat Party's real name is the Satanic Communist Party of USA. This is not the same Democratic Party under Jimmy Carter or even under Bill Clinton, okay? It's definitely not the Democratic Party under John F. Kennedy, okay? This is an outright open communist satanic party, no different than the one that took over control in Russia and created the former communist Soviet Union. They're lawless. The court system there is lawless because they're appointed by lawless communist politicians. So, yeah, right, you might want to just give a little bit, a piece of bread, bones, a little bit, so you can, you know, you're pretty sure you're going to leave there in a couple of years before, you know, you tell them, hey, get lost.
Yeah.
Leave me alone.
Well, 2.5 years, yeah, when she'll be 18, 2.5 years. So my, just the last follow-up question here that I have is, so you don't recommend not filing and just saying, let them charge me whatever they want based on the transcripts that they have and then add on their penalties. There's no way to just pay them like $5 a month like any creditor, right? They're gonna
actually, that's not true. That is not true. The one server lining of the California Franchise Tax Board is they know that the people of California are very poor, with the high taxes, high cost of housing, middle class disappearing. It's rich and poor. There's a lot of poor people. They know it. So one thing they're good at is letting you make small payment plans. Why add penalty and interest? Okay. You can file and make a small payment plan. And then if you leave the state, they cannot take any money from you because you have nothing in California. You're out of California. If you want to stop paying them, all they can do is pound sands. Meanwhile, maybe $50 a month, you know, for a couple of years, and, you know, that's it for them. It's up to you.
So
you want to handle it.
Filing and paying small or not filing and paying small?
I cannot give you a specific recommendation. What I can tell you is your options. Okay? Your option is this free advice, is if you want to pay him as least as possible, you can file, pay him as little bit possible.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Make a small payment plan.
Should I file all of my delinquent ones, or should I file 2020 and then wait a year and file 2021?
If it was me, I would wait, you know, because you plan to leave the state. Once you leave, what are they going to do to you?
So just wait for
the
next letter in a year or whatever.
You don't have to, but if it was me, I would. That's me.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to drag it out. I'm going to file the 2020 right now. I got to get it done in 6 days anyway. Pay them as little as I can on a payment plan if I need to. And it's probably not going to be very big anyway, but they probably are going to throw on some kind of a delinquent, you know, penalty. So, all right.
They may not.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. All right, we have one more from area code 612. And folks, anybody else with a question, remember, press 1 on your telephone keypad. Let me know you have a question. And call from Miracle 612. Give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Okay, hello. My name is Maureen. And I'm actually, my area code is Minnesota, but I live in California. So I was very interested to hear the last question you answered. Where have I not heard about you? Oh, my goodness. Everyone I follow and listen to is talking about you. So
really? Like
all
who?
All the five docs, Dr. Tenpenny, Dr. Carrie Made, Dr. Northrup, Dr. Palewski, all the five docs, and Dr. Merritt for sure. And then, of course, Stu Peters and Dr. Jane Ruby, and, who else I listen? You're all over the place. Brighteon.com, Mike Adams. So, I've heard about you from all of them.
All right.
So anyway,
very good.
Yes, you're very well known in the people that I listen from the people that I listen to. So, I actually had called and wanted to know because I'm not usually able to be on this call. I actually got called off of work tonight, so I was grateful for that because I could actually get on this call and talk to you specifically. But I really would like to know, my situation is that my husband is not on board with me. He thinks I'm crazy. He loves California. He does not want to move. I do. All of my family is back in Missouri. So I don't know. I'm going to have to make a decision, you know, at some point if he doesn't come around. However, right now, we are on a payment plan with the IRS federally, and we are paying a very small amount. That was my thing from the get-go, is to do as small amount as possible because I hope they never get their money. That was my attitude.
Right. Right.
And, of course, my husband he just wants to get it paid off, you know. So, anyway, we still have another. We've been paying for ever since we moved here 7 years ago. We've been paying in the federal government. It's just been a nightmare. And we, in the state of California, I'm sure you're aware, as soon as Trump lifted that whole thing of not having insurance, you have to pay. As soon as Trump lifted that federally, Newsom came right along and instigated another one statewide. So we have to pay a huge amount every year, and it keeps going up because we don't have insurance because we can't afford it. It's horrible. It's just ridiculous. Whatever. Anyway, so that's the situation we're in. My father, who is a God-fearing man, he's a preacher, has been a preacher for 68 years. He has fallen over like about 8 months ago maybe, and he has been unable to, he's always done our taxes. He knows his taxes in and out because he's a fundamental just Christian church preacher, and so he's had to do his own taxes because nobody else understands how to do them. And of course, I've been raised to be so patriotic. We've all been brainwashed to believe that we have to pay taxes. And so I've introduced this whole idea to my family, and they're really struggling with it. But they're willing to listen because of everything that's been going on and what they're coming to understand. So at any rate, my dad cannot do our taxes this year. It's entirely up to me. I'm just like, I don't know. I can't do it. I don't know how to. Plus, I don't want to. But my husband is unwilling for us to just not file taxes. So my question is there, I noticed you were supposed to talk about taking your time to make sure you really have a legal obligation. So should I file an extension?
Sure. File an extension. Here's what you want to do, Maureen. your husband, it's unfortunate, but, you know, it's not new. Oftentimes, our spouses are still in the matrix of deception and lies. And they're comfortable with that. You know, they're not the kind of person like you and me who are interested in the truth. So what you want to do with your husband is wine and dine his way to truth. You know, one night, make his favorite food and dessert, drink wine or whatever it is, nice things, everything like is special, very nice and beautiful, candle, whatever he likes, okay? And then after I said, wow, that was fantastic. I said, well, honey, I really love you, and I appreciate your wisdom, and I need your help. I need your help to help me understand this because I'm going crazy. What I'm saying, it seems very clear, but people tell me I'm wrong. I want you to show me where it's wrong. Watch this with me. Give me just an hour or two of your time tonight. About this guy who says he relies only on U.S. government's official legal websites about the income taxes, because I want to follow the law. I want to make sure I'm totally a law-abiding person, and I just can't find anything wrong. Please watch this with me, and then you have already pre-programmed my step one. Of our website, okay? Ready to go.
Yes.
And on your biggest screen, you can put it on your TV. If you can hook it in, great. If not, on your biggest personal computer screen, you can set it up. Step one, the 9-minute video, right? Then he probably want to see the other two little short videos about step one, because those are critical. Then if you want, show him the longer videos before you go to step two. Make sure on step one, you get them. Don't skip it. Step one, okay. Fully convinced. He might still say, well, we need to file just to be safe. Take care of step one right now. If you have a chance, go to step two. Okay? But if he has any questions, pen and paper hand, say, look, I don't know what to even ask of them. I got pen and paper in hand. Help me ask questions that I should be asking that I cannot think of. Let me ask questions where I'm done. Oh, I don't know. I'll find out. Don't pretend like you know anything. Even if you do, don't. Pretend as if you don't know nothing. Write them down. Okay? Mm. My office will assist you what to do next step. But basically, you do that for them once a week for the next few weeks. Take them through each of those steps the same way. Let them come around. Give him time. He'll need some time.
But to make it, see, our state has told us that we don't have to file state taxes until October.
Mm-hmm.
So that gives us more time. But federally, you think the wisest thing to do to take the pressure off is to file an extension?
Sure. File for an extension.
Through that?
File for an extension. Ain't nothing you can do, by the way. Nothing you can do.
What?
Let your husband know this. So look, honey, I cannot bear to sign those forms under oath under penalty of perjury and risk going to prison for 9 years, me and you, each of us, for any mistakes that on the form will be there. Because that's the truth. That's the law. You go to our website at freedomlawschool.org, one of the resources we have on there, on the education materials tab on the top center of the page, is questions to ask your tax preparer. Okay? And on that page, I show people you file and you put the rope on your neck and you go to prison for 9 years for three different crimes, tax crimes. You say, I can't do that. I'm not going to sign it. You can sign it on your own if you want to. But I will not sign it until you watch these videos and show me what this guy is telling me from the U.S. government's official legal website is wrong. That's all you got to do.
Okay.
Show me what's wrong, okay. And I will file. I promise you, I will file on the tax return if you can sit down with me, watch this stuff, and show me where I'm wrong. Because I want to be with you. I love you, And I think we should do things together. But I need your help. I need your input. I value your opinion. See how that's a little different approach?
Well, so should I even file an extension or should I not?
And make him feel good, yes, because he will feel good that you're doing that. He said, look, I got this extension so that we can do this research time together. Make sure we both follow the law. So we need to take this seriously, do our homework, because I want to follow the law.
Okay.
You see, you insist on what his weak spot. See, he thinks that you're evading taxes, and he thinks that he is falling in law. So you got to repeat that term until you get through the thick skull. I want to follow the law as published by the government. Everything on Freedom Law School's website is based upon U.S. government's official legal websites, legal websites of the U.S. government. You got to keep saying that until it gets to, it's not his opinion.
That is the law.
Listen, you're saying that he's saying this from the U.S. government official legal websites. Well, that cannot be. It's full of it. Well, watch, and show me how he's full of it. Okay, yeah, I can do that. But he will not hear you, by the way, you know. So at first, I got a feeling that his personality versus yours, that makes a difference. You know, so with him, make sure he's present at the moment and listen to what you're saying. Look at his eye, make sure he's looking at you and gets the point. U.S. government, official legal websites. I want to follow the law correctly here. IRS, U.S. Treasury, House of Representatives that makes the laws, and U.S. Supreme Court. That's it. I want to follow. That's what they say. You tell me if it's wrong. Watch with me. Okay?
Mm-hmm. So how do I file an extension? Is that something I can just do on my own, like on a website? Or?
Yeah, I just showed it to you. Go IRS.com. Just go IRS's website, okay?
Uh-huh.
And the form is 4868 on your computer. Type in IRS tax form 4868. It'll come up.
Okay.
4868 will
form
come up.
Form 4868. Got it. Okay, cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and they can't, like, track me through that or something? I mean, that's not a bad thing.
No. You don't even have to sign it. You don't have to sign. Yeah, that's all you got.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, that makes me feel better. Okay. Awesome. Thank you.
You're most welcome. My pleasure. Okay, let's go to the next caller from area code 865. You give me your first name. I heard about us. And then your questions, please.
Hi, Paymon. This is Barbara. I've been following you for years, and been talking to my husband over the years about, you know, the whole premise that Freedom Law School teaches. And, basically, he's coming around, and he really likes watching you now. So we've heard of you recently with Stu Peters, so I just wanted to also include that. So did I answer all the initial questions?
You sure did.
Okay, great. So my husband is retired, but he works. And we file separate. And, well, you know, I do my thing, and he files separate. I do his tax forms for him. This year he had to pay over $1,500. So he's like, okay, we got to do something. He doesn't want to do that anymore. And he's now at full retirement, so he can, you know, earn more. So he's planning on working as much as he can. He's not looking to, you know, slow down in any way. So he wanted me to ask you, what is your advice with his situation? He wants to continue working. He's on a W-2 with this job, He's been with them for years, and but he, you know, he's been drawing his Social Security for the past couple of years. So what should we do?
And filing and paying income tax.
Stop filing?
Why? Yeah, why would he want to continue funding and financing the Washington, D.C. criminal swamp who's trying to enslave you and destroy you? Why would you want to voluntarily pay your enemies who's showing that they want to make America a banana republic where they can put you in prison for complaining, for wanting to have your rights back, freedom back? They said, look, January 6th, we'll set it up, put you guys in jail. You walked into D.C. You fools, we deceived you. You walked into our trap. Trump, right. You think you're a billionaire? You're nobody. We're more powerful than you. Don't you dare stand up for American people. We're going to put you in jail, too. Why would you put your husband and you want to support the swamp anymore?
Well, he doesn't. I mean, when I told him what he had to pay, he was like, he just didn't want to, you know, but he did it. He's worried that if he doesn't, it will affect his, okay, he gets Social Security. You know, Social Security, they expect you to pay tax on that. So he has to file.
No, he owes no income tax at all. The expectation is false. You know that. Just stop. What you got to do is you got to study step two, three, four, five. See, a lot of my callers, Barbara, I can tell from your husband, they know about step one, you're not required to file income tax, but they have not gone through step two, three, four, five. You've got to do homework on those to understand why you put the wrong part of your neck when you file. It's not the same thing to do. Why the IRS is really a Wizard of Oz. Okay?
Right.
Why you should write to Congress and make a record about why you're not filing and paying income tax based on U.S. government's official legal websites.
Right. So as a couple, we should both write to the Congress. He should do it for himself, and
yes.
I should do it, and we should do it yearly.
Yes,
year.
Right away. Yes.
Okay. Okay, and then just stop. I mean, ignore the Social Security, the form they send, and don't report that either?
Why would you? Yeah, you're not required to file income tax, period, because you're not from the 50s, from D.C. Are you still a resident of D.C.? No. Are you a federal contractor or worker? No. Then you're not required to file income tax. That's it.
Right, but isn't Social Security federal money? I mean,
it is federal money.
Okay.
And by itself, by the way, federal law exempts that federal money taxation. They say if you have other income from D.C., then you may have to pay income tax on the Social Security and the other money that's from Washington, D.C., but his other income is not from Washington, D.C., is it?
No.
So it's lonely, alone, federal Social Security money per federal law is not taxable at all. And no need to file for it either.
Hey, Tom, about the thing that I signed because they take taxes out of me every, I'm working.
Right. Okay. My husband. Okay. Okay, so he's wondering what does he do with a W-9 at work. And from what I remember when I was on Freedom Law School a couple of years ago studying, and there is forms that you give to your workplace, correct?
We have instructions on that, how to stop stealing of your money from your paycheck on irregular income tax on our website. Go under... Right. At our website, freedomlawschool.org, on the top right side, you see on the right, there's a menu called Free Yourself from Tax Withholding. Click on that, and all the directions and videos are there for you.
Okay, great. Yeah, I have to revisit the website. I haven't been on there in a couple of years. I'm sorry to say, but was there anything else?
No, for now, I just leave it alone the way they're doing, because they take taxes, you know, on my check. You know, I hate that. But
he's on his website, there's the section Free Yourself that we will go to. We can get the forms there, and we'll watch the videos, and then we'll do whatever is taught there, what forms to give to your place of business.
Yes.
Okay.
If you have trouble using our website, call our office. We'll have to assist you use our website. Go on the right. You see in that menu that comes out, the menus there says Free Yourself from Tax Withholding. Follow the instructions there.
Okay. All right, Paymon. It was nice talking to you. Did you have any other questions for Paymon, Roland?
I'm going to see about joining in the Freedom Law School, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So.
And that's another thing, becoming members with you, do you only take crypto or cash? Is that
crypto, still the cash, and gold?
And gold, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and all the info is on the website, I do know, so I won't.
It's all there at freedomlawschool.org. If you have any questions you're not sure, call our office. We answer our phones. The number is 813-444-4800.
Right. Okay. All right, and that's on the website too, right?
Yes.
The phone number, because I didn't have a pen handy. So.
And remember this, also, Barbara, you can pay for your membership by referring other people to join Restore Freedom Plan, your children, your brothers, sisters, coworkers, they want to be free. Call us, we'll send you our brochures that have the 7 steps to free yourself of our deception, robbery, and slavery for free. We mail them out to you to pass it to your coworkers. You put your name on the back, we have to pay you referral rewards.
Okay.
Or tell people about us. You get and pay for your membership, and we put cash in your pocket. Cash or crypto.
Yeah. Awesome. All right, Cayman. Thank you so much.
God bless you.
You're welcome,
thank
my
you.
Friend. God bless you, brother. And Barbara, pleasure speaking with you as well.
Really nice talking to you. You have a great evening.
Thank you. You have a great evening also. Folks, we're done for tonight. We answered your questions. Thank you for calling. So remember, you are free. It's a state of mind and heart. The key is you must seek the truth. If you seek the truth shall and will set you free. Thank you. I'll be back with you next Thursday night. Oh, one more caller. Wait a minute. We have another call from Rico 240. Just call in the last second. Hold on, folks. I don't let anybody's questions go unanswered. So the call from Rico 240, please give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Hello. My name is George, and I heard from you from Stu Peters from Brighton.
For both, okay, Stu Peters and Brighton, very, very good. And how may I help you?
Yes, thank you. This is the first time I encountered this. I want to know how would one owe federal taxes when they've paid all their withholdings?
You don't owe it. Your employer just deceived you and stole money out of your paycheck. As long as you're not a citizen or resident of the District of Columbia, Washington, D.C., you don't owe any income tax at all in the first place. As long as you're not a federal contractor or employee, again, you don't owe any federal income taxes. It's on our website at freedomlawschool.org. Step one, follow the law. I show it to you in a 9-minute video. Have you watched that video yet, George?
No, but I will.
That's what you want to do, my friend. Freedomlawschool.org, and it's all right there.
Thank you. I mean, that's pretty much my question. Thank you very much.
You are most welcome, my friend. Go there. You find the answers. We have another call, looks like, area code 469, but I don't see your hands raised up. If you have a question, go ahead and push 1 on your telephone keypad. Meanwhile, we're going to go to a call from area code 484. You're live, my friend, Freedom Law School, and give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question. And after you, of course, we follow up with a call from area code 469.
Hey, good evening, Paymon. It's Armandino. Talk to you again, Sue Peters.
Yes, we spoke earlier. When did we speak, Armandino? You sound very familiar. We talked, didn't we?
Yes, last Thursday we did.
That's what I thought. Okay, Armandino. And how am I helping you with, my friend?
So I've been spreading the word, and some of my peers are, you know, they just haven't had the time to call in, so I figured I'd ask some questions on their behalf as well. And they wanted to know what percentage, when you start non-filing, what percentage of people are getting, like, deficiency notices from the IRS, the ones that you have, the letters that you have to actually respond to? Is that
great question. According to the IRS back in 96, there was about 63 million non-filers. So now with the population increase, it should be around 80 million non-filers. IRS used to come after about a million non-filers back in 2009 and 10 that we know of. And by 2016, that number crashed down to less than 1,000, almost zero. They have only 28 U.S. tax court judges. To hear all these tax cases in America, that's less than one judge per million Americans and the corporation, estates, the trust, and all the other taxes that go on. They simply do not have enough judges, obviously. So that's why they have left non-filers alone. It's just a myth that we have to file the, and if you don't file the IRS, will come after you. That's a myth that the same corrupt major media that told you all the lies told you. They told you Iraq had weapons of mass destruction, a lie. They told you 9/11 was done by some Arab terrorist, a lie. They told you that Trump and Russia conspired to deny Clinton the election, that was a lie. They told you Hillary Clinton, if having a deliberate server in her house to have government documents come to her house to use it for a kickback scheme to raise money for her election campaign, they said it was, innocent. That was a lie. They told you that January 6th was the insurrection. That was a lie. They told you corn hoax is real. That was a lie. They told you getting the jab is a saving, is the most safe thing to do. That was a lie. For over 100 years, the same corrupt major media has brainwashed us that there's legal requirement for us to file and pay federal income taxes. And that to file is a contempt for your income tax confession form is a safe thing to do, but that's false. It's just like making you believe that getting the jab, the corona jab, is a safe thing to do when the opposite is true. You die when you take the jabs a percentage of the time, of the right? Yeah, you get audited when you file. When you don't file, there's nothing to audit. So, does that answer your question, Armandino?
Yes, it does. And then do you have any upcoming seminars in Pennsylvania that you plan on doing or anywhere else in the country?
Once a year I do a freedom rally down in Orlando, Florida area, because now with the advent of video on internet for free, people don't travel to hear people speak anymore like they used to back in the old days before year 2000. So live meetings are not worth doing because the number of attendees is too low. If you can get a large group of people to come listen, we'll discuss that. Consider possibly coming and doing a seminar in your area.
Makes sense. All right. Well, thank you for all you're doing again, and have a great rest of your night.
Thank you, my friend. Have a great evening. I'm on the line. It was good to talk to you, my friend. And you're welcome to call for follow-up consultation with one of my trained people. If further questions you have, talk to Eric, talk to Benny, Darlene, they'll answer questions further you may have, my friend. We always do a post-consultation complimentary follow-up. So be sure to call in and get that for free whenever you're ready.
Thank you very much.
And we have a caller right now from Echo 469. We have two more callers but have not raised their hands for the questions. If you do, from Echo 941 and 818, press 1 on your telephone keypad. That will let me know you have questions. And I will take your question one at a time. South Echo 469. Call from Echo, let's see, 941 raised his hand but took it off. If you have a question, press 1 on your telephone keypad. Again, that lets me know you have a question. We have call from Rico, let's see, 469. And dropped his hand. I don't know why. 469, push 1. You took yourself off. Okay, you want to ask a question, push 1, put yourself back on. Send me with call from Rico, 941. There you go, 469. You're on. In the 941 caller area code, if you have a question, push it. Okay. Push a 1 on your keypad. And from your 911 call, give a question, push 1 on your keypad. Let's go to call from area code 469, followed by the call from area code 818. So call from area code 469. Give me your first name.
Can you hear
yes.
me?
Yes.
My name is May, and I ran across you online. I'm not sure exactly where online that I saw you, but then after I had come across your website, I saw you again on Stu Peters. So I wish I had run across you 40 years ago. Oh, but anyway, it's never too late, right?
Yeah, that's very true. I love your positive attitude, May.
Right. I am retired. And I want to do some trading. I want to become my own investor. And they require you to fill out a W-9 and all of this stuff. So my question is, do you know of any brokers in anywhere that's not connected to New York and California that you could refer me to? I'm looking for a brokerage company that I can use to do my self-directed trading online.
May, how old are you, sweetheart?
How old am I?
I'm 60. How old are you?
Yes, I am 73, will be 74 next month.
Very good. You sound wonderful and lovely. You know, for 7 years, much younger than that, you sound like to me. Anyhow,
well, that's because I work to keep myself strong and healthy, because you can't do anything without your help.
I believe your positive attitude, which I can hear in your smile, also plays a key role in your youthful sound. So let me show you some good news and bad news. I'm going to cover this topic in more detail next week. But we have a Great Depression and inflation coming worse than the 2008 Great Depression. The dollar is losing its reserve currency status more and more. We are due for another Great Depression. And where you want to be is not in stocks or bonds or anything else except gold and cryptocurrency. And if you want to be safe on your cryptocurrency, go with the two main big well-known established ones, the Bitcoin, the granddaddy of them all, and Ethereum, which is the second by far successful, stable, relatively crypto. They are the money of the future. Other cryptocurrencies are good too, but they're very risky because, you know, they all want to be the wannabe next Bitcoin or Ethereum. I would not put my money in any stocks or bonds or real estate. Imagine it's 2007. He's calling me, Tamon. I want to put my money in real estate or stocks. Which broker should I go to? My answer should be to you, no, neither. Stay liquid. Just hang in there. The crash is coming. Don't be greedy. Hang in there. Just stay liquid. It's going to be stable. It's going to go up. Gold, okay? Crypto, maybe other precious metals if you like. And when the crash comes and people are going to be hurt who don't know, with this phony Federal Reserve private money we got, the banks make money out of thin air. It's charged interest on all of it, from the government and the people. It's cyclical, it's planned, it's predictable. So just stay liquid, cash, gold, crypto. Don't have to rack your brain. Instead, may go with your lovely smile and positive attitude. With our Freedom Law School brochures, hand them out to people from supermarkets. Drain the swamp. Restore freedom. And some people take the brochure out of your hands. Okay? And you're going to get make good commission. That way, the reward fee, you know, will be great. Minimum 1,000 or it could be in the millions, literally. Okay? Because 50% of any anybody that joins first year membership goes as a reward to whoever refers that person to Freedom Law School. I would suggest that, hon. Okay?
Right. So you don't need a brokerage account for crypto, correct?
No. You can go get a Trezor wallet or, you know, get some online ones out there. They're the good ones. You could do that. And if you call our office, I can refer you to some of the people. Some of our students are into crypto big time, who are very good, dependable. They have to educate you and help you set up a crypto account online that's private. And they will not ask for any W-9.
Okay. So what is your office number?
813-444-4800.
Okay. All right. I will call you tomorrow.
Okay. All right. Thanks for calling me. Let's go to our next caller we have. Let's see, a thing we have from the area code 818. All right, my friend, tell me how you heard about us. And then your first name and then your question, please.
Here, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
My name is Jenna, and I heard you on a Patriot station on Rumble. I can't remember. It's been a few months. And pardon me if my question is redundant. You may have already answered it. But even if we file for an extension, we're giving our Social Security. So doesn't that give them a way of, I mean, it's like the noose around the neck, not?
No. They don't even really pay attention to it. They just, you know, they just do nothing. They just process it. They're dealing with gazillions of people. They don't have time to slow down. I see a bunch of ignorant people, LGBTQ plus, racial, sexual preference, their allocations. That's how they hire people without incompetence. They don't have time to slow down and do anything. Just read the paperwork. They just type it all in.
I also heard, and I'm really following the intel, that the IRS is being abolished in lieu of Gasara. I don't know if you're familiar with National Economic Security and Recovery Act.
Yes. I've covered that in one of my seminars. It's a bunch of baseless legal theories. You can go to our Odyssey channel and on a search, put on the Gasara on our channel, and we cover that issue for you. Don't follow that nonsense, wishful thinking. I've heard Gasara be around for over 25 years. Gee, how come it hasn't happened after all these decades?
So then you don't believe in the QFS system, which is linked to Starlink and has been put together by the military. Are you familiar with QFS? Because
Hold on. Let me tell you what I do. Athena's your name, correct? What was your name again? I'm sorry, you got cut out.
Joanna.
Jana, I will believe in a pig that flies, and a chicken that gives milk, and a cow that gives eggs, if someone can prove it to me.
Okay.
So all these things people say, I don't believe any of it because no one showed me any proof. Okay? That's the problem. You've got to quit believing this stuff as is religion. Okay? People want to believe in what they want about God, the different things, the different religion they got, that's their personal choice. Some people are Buddhist, Christian, Hindu, Muslim, Jewish, X, Y, Z. Hey, I'm not going to dissuade you from your faith and religion because you know what? He has gone on the other side. Clearly, he tells us what's going on the other dimension with God. But this is not like that. This is a plain fact. Unless someone can prove to you, and I mean prove, Trana, please do yourself a favor. Do not believe in anybody. Say, prove it to me, and I'll believe it.
Another tax question I have is, since I live in California, do I need to file a state, or can I apply the same protocol that you recommend as far as the federal?
I covered that with the caller earlier tonight, Bobby. I'll say it to you again, California follows federal law and federal forms. Since you have zero federal filing requirement, you have zero state of California filing requirements. However, California is a one-party communist state. The Democrat Party is actually the satanic communist party of California.
Agree,
no different than Russia.
Not filing for the tax, the state tax? Am I safe in not filing?
That's a different question. As I was trying to finish telling you, they're very out of control and lawless in California. They just want your money. They're thieves. You might want to file and pay them or file, make payments and leave. I would suggest, Joanna, you live in San Fernando Valley, right? 820 area code. You live out in L.A., right?
Yes. I'm planning on leaving, by the way, as soon as
I can. Great. How soon? That'll be 1 year? 2 year?
No, I'm planning in about a year, I would say, even less.
Then don't worry about California because, you'll be out of California. They can't do nothing to you.
Okay. Although I did hear a rumor that they will have a way of tracking you and making you pay.
No. That's, again, see, there you go. There you go, Joanna. You just confirm what I tried warning about, sweetheart. Why do you believe every rumor that comes around the corner? Huh?
Pardon me?
Why believe every rumor that comes around the corner? Just stop believing what people tell you. Demand proof of people's claims. Proof of legal claims, okay? It's not true.
Mm-hmm.
The states in America are separate countries. Florida, Texas, California, they're all separate countries. Just like France, Italy, and Germany are separate countries in the European Union. California has no power to go steal your money in Nevada, Texas, or any of the United other states. And that will never change. That's in the U.S. Constitution.
Okay, good. Thank you so much. I appreciate
you are most welcome to that. Come to Florida, bypass Nevada, Texas, straight to Central Florida, Joanna, okay?
Oh, yes. I know. Florida is the hot spot. I have friends that are moving there. I'll probably tag along.
Great. Have them all come to Central Florida. Okay, Tampa area is the best. It's the number one place to be for freedom is the greater Tampa area. So thanks for calling, Joanne. Yeah, that's where we're at. I'm telling you, I traveled to over 30 states to do seminars in late 90s. I know the whole United States, most of it very good. I'm telling you, Florida was always the best. And now it's clearly the best. So, all right, honey. Good to talk to you, Joanna. You're most welcome. We have a couple people who have not raised their hand. You don't have to. I'll end the call. I'll just say we have two calls. We're going to go 941 and 919. If you have a question, push 1 on your telephone keypad. That will let me know you have a question, and I will answer it now. Otherwise, we'll end the call. Okay. No one has any more questions. America 941 or 919 either. So, folks, I love you, and I wish you all true freedom, mind, freedom, peace of mind, love, and prosperity. And let live and love and let love. It starts with you freeing yourself at our website, freedommoscow.org. And I'll be back with you guys next Thursday evening. Good night.